Hello.
Welcome to my podcast.
Who are you? You sound familiar.
Oh, wow. I was actually on your Portals episode. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my goodness. Is this my dear friend and Valo partner, Abby?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Howdy again.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Of course. I'm excited to talk about this topic that I know nothing about at the moment.
I kind of just threw this at her and was like, you want to record? I'm not telling you anything except the name of this. It's the surprise. I love hitting people with the surprise episodes.
I love being hit.
Oh.
Cue theme song.
Whoa.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Jane. And this is Creeps and Coffee,
a show where we talk about the dark parts of the world around us.
Cryptids, conspiracies, things that go bump in the night.
And the crimes behind the scariest creatures of all, humans.
Join us as we take a look at the stories sure to give you the creeps.
Pull up a seat, grab a coffee,
and let's have a chat.
All right, let's talk about this thingamadigger.
Yeah, so it won't be too gory or anything, so you will still have an appetite, so that's
okay.
Good.
Okay, amazing.
So yeah. Let's get into the Mad Gasser of Mattoon. So, have you ever heard of this before?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's fair. So, it's a small place. Mattoon is a city or a town in Illinois. I've never been to Illinois.
Neither have I.
Okay, so there. And the Mad Gasser, also known as the Anesthetic Prowler or the Phantom, I can't say this word, anesthetist.
I cannot help you with that.
Anesthetist is the name given to this unknown perpetrator, believed to be responsible for a series of gas attacks that occurred in the 1940s.
Okay.
And this has remained unsolved this whole time. So, I'll give you a brief description of what happened, and then we'll get into more detailed stuff. So, there's over 24 cases of these supposed gassings in the span of, like, 2 or 3 weeks. And there were so, like, the police were overwhelmed with the amount of reports coming in.
Yeah.
And they were just so overwhelmed that they, like, put out statements and stuff because they were like, guys, they were getting a lot of false alarms being like, I smell something. And they're like, it's nail polish. You're fine. I get it, though. But there was supposedly some victims to this gas attack where people would smell strange things in their home and then had symptoms like paralysis of the legs, coughing fits, nausea, and vomiting. However, no one died due to these gas attacks, which is probably why it wasn't taken super seriously.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun time.
You're like, drugs?
Drugs? I don't know. That's a... Nobody died, though, and it's interesting that, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's very common. Like, if nobody dies on something, it's not taken seriously.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because, like, you don't want someone to die.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want the worst outcome possible.
Exactly, so you should try to avoid it.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Okay, so what's next?
So, a brief description of apparently what this person looked like. There was a testimony by a Mr. and Mrs. Kearney. They were the first people to report this to the media. They described the prowler as being a tall, thin man. Shocker, it's a man. Dressed in dark clothing and wearing a tight-fitting cap. However, another report a few weeks later described the gasser as a female. What do you think so far, with the very little information you have? You think it's a guy, a girl, someone else?
First of all, I love how anytime anything, like, spooky or scary or wrong happens, they're like, it was a tall black figure.
Yeah.
I couldn't make out their facial features.
It was a ghost.
I don't know. That's a... I feel like also, too, if they've seen it, chances are they were already high on fumes and the gases.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a chance there was, like, actually nobody in the house, or, like, they might have actually shown their face. And
sleep paralysis,
yeah,
even.
Exactly. Or it could be just a group of people. If somebody says they saw something different, it could just be there's a big group of people that are trying to gas everyone out for some odd reason.
Touche. And yeah, this person was also described as carrying a flit gun, which is like one of those tools that you see people like spraying pesticides and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they think that this person was like spraying gas out of that. Just trying to, I was going to say pesticide people away. That's not the word I was looking for. So the very first attack happened in 1944.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I've gone British.
I went Australian. I tried to match your British accent and I fucking went Australian.
It happened on August 31st to, I don't know how to say this person's name, Urban Rafe, R-A-E-F.
Okay.
And he was awoken in the early hours by a very strange smell. And he immediately felt very weak and super nauseous, and he started puking. And he suspected that it was just from, like, a regular domestic gas leak, like, if the stove was on.
Yeah.
Or, like, something like that. So he asked his wife to go see if, like, there was something wrong in the kitchen.
Because
that can happen before.
Yeah.
Can happen. That wasn't English. It's fine.
It's fine. I knew what you meant.
But when she went to go check the kitchen, she found out she was partially paralyzed and she couldn't get up. So she started freaking out as well, which, fair.
Yeah.
I do would freak out.
I mean, if you can't see your, or can't feel your legs anymore.
So highly suspicious circumstances.
Yeah.
This couple found they were sick and they couldn't, one of them was paralyzed. Suspicious, but could be explained away, right?
Yeah.
However, later that same night, a similar incident was reported by a young mother living a few houses down. She woke to the sound of her daughter coughing, but she couldn't get out of bed for some reason. The next day, September 1st, there was a third incident reported. That was Mrs. Kearney, who reported smelling a strong, sweet odor around 11 p.m. She dismissed the smell, thinking it was possibly coming from the flowers outside of her window. However, the smell became stronger, and she started to lose feeling in her legs. She then panicked and called for her sister, who was in the house at the time, and her sister also noticed the odor and that it was coming through the bedroom window, which was open at the time. The police were contacted, but there was no evidence found that this prowler was around.
Yeah.
Bert, Mrs. Curie's husband, was out during the time. Apparently he's a taxi driver, and he returned home, supposedly, to find an unidentified man hiding close to one of the house windows. The man then fled, and Bert was unable to catch him. So at first they thought that maybe it was like a robbery and this person outside the window was just trying to steal from them, because apparently these guys had a large sum of money hidden in the house, and they think maybe that the prowler saw the two sisters like counting the money earlier in the day, like okay, through a window, and then wanted to come back and steal from them.
Was anything taken?
Not that they're aware of.
So what's, like, someone's intent on gassing?
Well, that's the thing. We don't really know. Like, is it to cause mass panic? Is it just to torture people? Scare people? Kill them? It didn't work if he was trying to kill people.
Yeah, he tried a lot.
He tried many times, yeah. And I think that's the thing that was, like, scaring these people, is they don't know why. And we still don't know. Which is kind of spooky, but
that is spooky. Like, you weren't, like, getting anything out of it, because you're not taking any of it.
Well, that's the same with, like, the Halifax Watcher. Mm-hmm. Like, he was spooky. He would just break into people's houses and watch women sleep at night. Like, he wasn't hurting anyone. He wasn't killing anyone. Well, but that doesn't mean it was okay.
Mentally,
yeah, that doesn't make it okay. Like, just because he didn't break locks, he, like, checked for unlocked doors. That doesn't make it better. Like, he's still...
Like, I don't understand. Like, that... Okay, that's just a pervert.
I mean, yes.
But with him, like...
Like, maybe this person was getting sexual gratification from this. But he wasn't watching.
He's not in the house and seeing what's happening to these people.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, I don't know, it's people with kids, and it's people with, like, all this stuff, and he's not even watching them get tortured.
Yeah.
So, like, you're just doing it and walking away. Like, what do you get out of that?
I don't know. And I don't like that I don't know. So in the days following these attacks, there was half a dozen similar attacks that were reported. None of the victims were able to provide a clear description of their perpetrator. And again, no clues were found in the scene that could, like, incriminate anybody. The only, like, the very first thing of physical evidence that was found... was a piece of white cloth found on the porch. It looks almost like a handkerchief.
Yeah.
On the porch next to the screen door of Carl and Balua, I don't know how to say her name, Cordes. Around 10 p.m., they returned home and found this cloth on their porch. One of them picked it up and smelled it, and as soon as she smelled it, she became ill and started puking. And she described that as feeling like it was like an electric shock. Her face was swelling up, and she felt a burning sensation in her mouth and throat, and she was vomiting, she felt weak, and she got partial paralysis of the legs.
Also, my question is, who picks up a handkerchief on their doorstep and just like, let me smell this?
Yeah, why would you do that? Especially if, in the past 2 weeks, people have been reporting getting, like, poisoned.
Yeah, it's just like, random handkerchief here? Let me smell it.
But like, she thinks that the cloth was left there, like, on the porch to, like, poison the family dog, which usually sleeps on the porch, so that the person could, like, get into their house unnoticed. Like, because, yeah. They also found a well-used skeleton key on the sidewalk next to the porch with a almost empty tube of lipstick. So a weird conglomerate of
items. What year was this?
1944.
I was going to say skeleton keys is, like, a very old... I feel like that's, like, an older reference.
But on these items, they found no chemicals that could explain people's reactions.
They didn't find any prints, though, either?
No. Nothing that could link it to anyone. That same night, another incident was reported on North Street with a Mrs. Burrell. She reported seeing a stranger break in through her bedroom window and then attempt to gas her. So... Yeah, the public concerns over these gassings obviously grew very quickly, so the FBI became involved. The local police issued a statement telling people in the area, like, not to linger in residential areas. They set up groups for patrol, and the chief of police warned citizens to exercise restraint when carrying and firing firearms. So, like, they wanted to catch this person, but also they didn't want people getting shot in the street because everyone was on edge.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I get.
Yeah, that's fine.
There was also an increase of physical attacks being reported and footprints being discovered. Quote-unquote, discovered,
yeah,
underneath people's windows. But there were so many false alarms that by September 12th, just a few weeks after the initial report, they reduced the priority of these reports, and they announced that it was, like, police decided to announce that the entire incident was likely the result of explainable occurrences exacerbate I can't say that word, exacerbated by public fears and a sign of anxiety felt by local women while the men were at war. I don't know if I believe it, but we'll get into theories after.
Okay.
But after that announcement, the police reports declined, and there was only one other incident that was reported by a Bertha Birch, who claimed she saw the woman that was dressed as a man, who she thinks is the gasser. So, in total, there was reports for August 1st, September 1st, September 5th, September 6th, September 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 13th, and that was the last one ever reported. So in total, there was about 21 reports of different cases in the same area. Bless you.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on that so far, if you have any?
First of all, I thought there would be more reports.
I mean,
like, 21's a lot, don't get me wrong, but
yeah,
like, part of me thinks, too, like, if the police put out announcements early on about, like, or aware, or, like, if everybody's aware of the situation, mm-hmm. I feel like also other people tend to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's a high chance that this could have started with one person, mm-hmm. and then, like, other people in the area sort of being like, oh, I can take advantage of this,
mm-hmm.
and doing that, because the first few sound like there was nobody in their home at all, they just got gassed.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the claims is apparently she saw them try to gas her personally.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just all sort of sounds like it, like, changes people. So, I
don't
know. Mm-hmm. That's my thought so far. One of one person.
I mean, if it makes you feel, not if it makes you feel better, but if it helps at all, like, for these reports, some of them, like, the very first one, it's counted as one report, but there was two victims. And then same with September 6th, there was, you know, two people, like, a husband and wife. There was another one. In one case on September 9th, there was, like, four people who supposedly got poisoned or witnessed. Does that change your opinion at all?
No, I just, I still, like, am so confused on what somebody gets out of this.
Yeah.
And I also kind of hate that the police are just like, oh, it's just wives being crazy. Like, thanks.
Yeah, there's no, like, motive we can find, and, yeah, 1940s.
Oh, what a fun time. What a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's an odd hobby to be interested in, whoever it was.
Yeah.
So
we can go over some explanations now. What do you think? Before we get over, because there's, like, multiple different theories,
okay.
What's your most likely whodunit? Is it people imagining things? Is it a ghost? Is it a demon? Is it just some psycho?
Okay. I mean, they said that they found some physical, like, sort of things oddly around.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a person
okay.
doing it.
Do you think it's a man, or do you think it's a woman?
I think it's more than one person.
Ooh! Okay.
I really do. I've been, like, I feel like I said that from the start, like, it sounds like it's more than one person.
Like a group of people?
Yeah.
Like a group of teenagers causing mischief, or like a group of people trying to murder people?
I feel like it might have been a group of people, maybe a cult of some
Ooh.
Kind. I don't know, like...
Ooh.
It just sort of, all the descriptions and the different behaviors between each attack, although similar, make me feel like it was a different, maybe not every single time a different person, but there was more than one person.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, it's completely possible that there was a man and a woman doing it. It could have been a couple, maybe on the block that hated their neighbors. You know, like...
They really did just want some of that money from their neighbors.
But, like... That's the thing, because, like, I think there's a thing about, like, oh, like, who's most likely to kill you is, like, one of your closest,
yeah.
like, somebody closest to you.
Somebody you know, yeah.
So, like, I
don't That know. Does make sense, because, like, they did say, like, some reports said they saw footprints that they looked like a man's feet, And then the one who, I think her name was Birch, she reported that it was a woman dressed as a man, but the footprints outside looked like a woman's. I don't know if that means they were, like, smaller, or if they were, like, heeled footprints, but that's an, I like your theory, that's interesting.
I feel like it could be, or, yeah, maybe it was, maybe a wife got bored, her husband was away at war, and she's like, I'm bored.
I'm gonna go be a little psychopath.
Yeah, exactly. So she dressed up like her man's, or got in her man's clothes, and just started going around to all the neighbors.
Okay.
I definitely think it was somebody in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't think it was, like, an outsider, like, coming around. I think it was somebody who knew the people that were getting gas.
Yeah. Okay.
What's my theory? I mean, I guess technically it could be some sort of demon causing paralysis and all this sort of different shit, but, like, the whole handkerchief, first of all, I still think she's a dumb bitch. If it was a fucking handkerchief, I don't care what day and age it is. I'm not picking it up and smelling it.
I'm gonna go, ew, what is that? And then probably throw it out.
Yeah. Like, I would not be smelling that.
Yeah.
So first of all, what the fuck? But second of all, that's the part where it's sort of like, maybe it's not a demon just because of that. But then again, she's a dumb bitch, so who knows? Oh, that's my theory.
I think I'm going to go conspiracy theory here. My theory is that it was a government thing.
Oh!
And because it was in 1944, so it was in the times of, like, war and stuff. What if it was someone from the American government who got permission to go and try and, you know, gas people to see the reactions, to see, like, can we use a non-lethal gas to incapacitate our enemies, and, like, without killing them, but to the point where they can't, for example, use their legs. But you obviously can't get, like, proper government funding for something like that. That would be very illegal. So what if it was, like, an underground thing where it was, like, just go to this neighborhood, test it a few times. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, we'll get rid of the whole thing. No one will ever know anything. What do you think of that? I don't think it's real, like, I don't think it's realistic, but I think that would be cool.
I think there's always a chance that anything...
It's the government.
Well, that's the thing, is like, I feel like anything that's, like, becomes a big deal could be caused from the government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, even if they didn't necessarily, like, say that it was them or have proof that it was them, it's also, like... I don't know. I feel like the way that they shut it down, either A, they were really just fed up and confused, or B, they were, maybe it wasn't related, but, like, the government told them to shut it down for some weird reason.
Yeah.
And be like, wait, no, we can use this.
You just never know.
Exactly.
And, like, you know, I'm grateful to live in Canada. But I also don't trust our government that much. I don't trust a lot of governments.
Yeah, governments are... We're going to talk about government stuff.
We're going to get murdered after this. We're going to go missing. Oopsies.
Oopsies.
But now we'll go into a couple of the different actual theories and, like, explanations. We don't really know which one's the truth.
Okay.
So we'll just take it all with a grain of salt.
Okay.
So one of the theories is that, hey, it was an actual gasser. It was a real assailant. The women weren't crazy. Some of these incidents were people being gassed by some sociopath through their windows because it was, like, a hot summer night. Yes.
Sorry, I wanted to put my hand out because I didn't want to, like, stop you, but it made me have a thing, okay. Like a thought.
Go for it.
Was that, first of all, they claim, oh, the women were crazy, right? Mm-hmm. But yet some of the people were men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, the one story, it made me remember the first story you told, which was the man told the woman to go check the fucking stove. Bitch, if there's an intruder or somebody in your house, you're gonna tell your woman to go fucking
go check.
Like, what the hell?
Meanwhile, she's like, brother, my legs don't work. And he's like, go check it.
That was just, it just made me think of that. I was like, first of all, they weren't all women.
It's true.
Second of
not
all.
Not all women.
Not all women. Second of all, who the fuck is like, okay, babe, go check. Somebody might be at her house, but go check.
But babe.
Also, if you're feeling sick and you think it's because of a gas leak, obviously the person sleeping next to you would feel the fucking same if it was.
Yeah. You should both get up and leave. Get out of the house. Because, like, carbon monoxide and stuff, that can be killer. Get out.
Get out. Cats are great at sensing that stuff, too.
Aww. I love cats. But, yeah. Basic theory. There was an actual attacker. Someone who should have probably gone to jail.
Yeah.
And they probably carried out multiple attacks, and then the rest that were just false attacks were just false attacks because people were paranoid.
Yeah.
Which happens all the time.
Yeah.
I'm open to believing that one for sure. The most common explanation for this is mass hysteria, unfortunately.
Especially in those times.
Yeah. The local commissioner of public health, Thomas Wright, announced that many instances of this were due to hysteria, and then residents were hearing about these events and then panicking. So anytime they smelled anything out of place, they would call up the police. He put a statement saying, "There is no doubt a gas maniac that exists and has made a number of attacks, but many of our reported attacks are nothing more than hysteria. Fear of the gas man is entirely out of proportion to the menace of the relatively harmless gas he's spraying. The whole town is sick with hysteria." Unquote. Relatively harmless, except it's making people vomit uncontrollably and leaving them without use of their legs.
Yeah, that doesn't really sound,
I don't know about you, but I don't want that to happen. That doesn't seem harmless to me.
Harmless is, like, getting knocked out, like, unconscious.
Yeah.
Even then, I mean, maybe not great, but, like, you're gonna come to and be fine.
Like, that's terrifying. If I wake up and can't move and feel sick, I'm pooping my pants. And then I'm gonna have to sit in it because I can't get up.
Sorry, I don't mean to.
It's okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like for the times, it's not uncommon to call that out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some people were. Like, some people were paranoid. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people are vomiting and losing their legs. If you smell something off, obviously you're going to report it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like for them to jump to the conclusion it's just, like, paranoia or hysteria, it's, like, not really fair.
Yeah. Well, like, this is, I think, a little bit of a gaslight, girl boss, gatekeep, but mostly just gaslight. The chief of police, like, ran with Wright's hypothesis and announced that he believed that there had been likely no gas attacks at all, and that all the incidents were triggered by smelling chemicals from a nearby facility, and then the public panic causing them to think they were poisoned, which I think he's a gaslighter.
Which also, if that's the case, that means your own harsh chemicals that are in that factory are the ones causing your town.
And we'll
people.
Get to that.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Like also its own theory. Do you have anything else about this before I go on about that?
Other than I'm not surprised. From the chief of police.
What? A chief of police man gaslighting people?
Wow! Who would have thought? Could never.
Oh yeah, the chief of police also suggested that the physical symptoms that were recorded, like the choking, the swelling of mucous membranes, and weakness, temporary paralysis, he suggested they had all been symptoms of hysteria. Which...
That's not really how that works.
I think that's silly. Like, obviously...
Like, maybe nauseous, sure. Like, people... Like, you can get feel anxious and get nauseous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're stressed about it, you could be anxious, right? And same with... I feel like it's when somebody, like, after you've had, like, a bug on you and you slap it off, then you sort of feel like all the bugs are around you, but it's not true.
Like, I know that manifestation is real. The placebo effect is real.
Yeah.
But, like, in this case, you don't really want to believe that it's true. You're hoping it's not gonna come true.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. At the same time, some psychologists used this event to study this as, like, a case of mass hysteria. End of sentence, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But, yeah, the next theory is that there was a toxic waste or pollution causing people to feel sick. And the person who was lurking about doesn't have anything to do with it. They believed that these symptoms could have been results of pollutants and toxic waste released by nearby industrial plants. And they speculated that, please excuse my pronunciation, carbon tetrachloride or trichloroethylene were both possible causes for this because they have a sweet odor and can induce symptoms similar to those reported by these victims. However, the company, Atlas Imperial, who owned that industrial plant, sent out a statement of its own saying that their facility only had 5 gallons of carbon tetrachloride, which was contained in firefighting equipment, and they denied that any quantities of trichloroethylol, I don't know how to say it, could be responsible for town. So, the police said it's probably industrial plant stuff. The industrial plant said, no, it's definitely not us. I don't know who to believe.
See, both of them, I feel like, are both lying.
Yeah, they both have reason to lie about each other.
Like, there's a good chance, yeah, it did, but no company will own up to that.
Well, exactly. People are greedy. They don't want to admit, yeah, it was us poisoning you. Sorry, because they could get sued.
Yeah.
The chief of police is just looking for an explanation.
They just wanted to go over. They don't care if they're right or wrong.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, case closed, period.
So, like, I am inclined to believe that's possible.
However, I feel like a lot more people would have been sick.
Well, exactly. And I feel like it would be happening. It wouldn't immediately stop after the police start checking it out. It would continue to happen for probably weeks or months.
Then again, if they said they only had 5 gallons, there might have not have been a lot.
Yeah. So, I don't know who to believe in that case. Okay. If that's the correct theory, or, like, the most likely, or the real one, I really don't know who to believe. It's between the police force or a corporate greedy.
Here's the thing. Like, I feel like, yeah, high chance corporate's lying. But still, the police, like, obviously, he just wants to be done with it, so, like, even there might be...
He's sick of these women.
Oh, God, don't even take me back to those times. I wasn't even lived there, and I know from stories and every dictation of that time. I don't know. I feel like there's a chance that there was still, like, especially, like, the first attack.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if the rest were all women and it was only that was the man, it almost makes me think maybe they were targeted for something like that. And also the fact that you mentioned at one point there were skeleton keys found.
Yeah, just one.
One.
And it was apparently, it looked well used, but they don't know what for or why.
That could have been the mayor of the town or something.
Ooh.
He could have been the ones going into...
But yeah, there was a couple of men. So there was a Mr. Driscoll, a Mr. I don't know how to say his name. There was a Daniel. There was the first guy, Mr. Urban.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also 3 or 4 unnamed people. They could have been men. We don't know.
Yeah, so the chief of police is a dick.
Yeah.
Chances are industrial probably did let out some. However, they didn't have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If that's true, if that's honestly the truth about how much they had...
Yeah.
But then again, I feel like there still would have been more reports of it. There's no way that it's going to be 21, and that's it.
Yeah. Another possible suggestion is that it was a paranormal event.
Oh.
Dun dun dun! And there's no real, like, deep dive into this or, like, research on it. It was just that some writers theorized that it was a paranormal event. It's possible if you believe in that kind of stuff. Like, maybe it was a demon, maybe it was the devil. in 1944 America. Like,
again, I feel like things like this, they would happen, like, when they say stuff like that, I just feel like they'd be on a wider scale.
Yeah.
Like, same with, like, the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say I don't believe it, that it came from a factory. I mean, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And happened all the time back then.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, sure, but I still feel like it would have been on such a larger scale.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. I don't know. Paranormal, meh. Again, I feel like it would be a lot more... to a greater extent,
yeah,
if that was the case. And I feel like more people would have said that they saw the figures.
Mm.
Okay.
The final theory that they have is that they think this gasser was, and I quote, not quite human, possibly an extraterrestrial being, unquote.
So they think aliens.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm more likely to believe that than paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think it was aliens experimenting on...
No. I think they would have chosen other people.
Why not this small town in Illinois?
It's not about the town. It's more so about the people that they chose. They were basic residents.
Okay.
And I don't know if they were, like, actually gonna experiment. I feel like they're smart enough, or I want to believe, maybe I shouldn't believe that they're smart enough, but they go for the more higher powers.
Aliens are definitely probably smarter than us.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah.
So, I feel like they would have gone for maybe a bit more.
Maybe it was just a teenager alien who said, screw you, Mom, I'm going to Earth! And then they started poisoning people for fun. And then their mom caught them, and they got in trouble, and got sent back to, like, Venus.
Maybe.
You know? I don't really believe that one very much, but you know.
It could also just be all of them had sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis, demons, baby!
Even if they weren't demons, like, everybody just could have had a hard time sleeping, and then because of the paranoia.
Yeah.
Because you normally can't move
mm-hmm.
when you're in there, and if you're scared, you're gonna feel nauseous, your throat's gonna feel like it's closing in, like, you're gonna vomit.
Yeah. So now that you've heard all the theories, which one do you think is most likely? Are you still sticking by your first theory?
I still stick by my first theory. Mm-hmm. However, I think industrial may or may not have had a part to play in that.
Yeah. I still stick with my first theory as well,
mm-hmm.
but same thing. That toxic chemical plant, I'm suspicious of.
It's possible.
It's a little suspicious.
I still think it's more than one person. Maybe it is more than one extraterrestrial.
Ooh.
But I definitely think it was not just one person.
Maybe it was a cult of... A coven of witches.
Dun-dun-dun!
But also, why would they be gassing people?
Nobody counts the hairs on their heads. I feel like in that sort of times of, like, witchcraft, I guess, putting air quotes around it, I feel like they needed stuff from people, didn't they? Like, they needed fingernails, like, that sort of, or, like, that's at least the old school. I'm not trying to offend anybody who does, by the way. I think it's very cool.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We love witches.
But, like, maybe that's it. Maybe they're taking things from the people.
I mean, I should write that on the Wikipedia page. Our own theory.
Yeah.
Coven witches.
I'm just saying, maybe
Heart.
They took hairs off the head. You know, maybe they needed their vomit, as gross as that sounds.
Ew! Do you have any final statements and stuff? Because I think we've exhausted the topic.
I don't think so. I guess, ultimately, I'm still just confused.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of like, now that you said witches, I kind of like that theory.
Because yeah.
It kind of means that they could take something that, like...
Because it's, other happen. Than that, it's just a mystery.
Yeah. Because it didn't kill nobody.
Because also, and only one of the people said that they thought it was for money. Nobody else had an explanation. So it wasn't like they were targeting just rich people or something.
Because
they weren't.
And they weren't taking it.
Yeah.
So, at least not that we know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. My final statement is, I just want to know why.
Yeah.
I just want to know why. If you were the mad gasser of Mattoon... aka the anesthetic prowler, email us at creepsandcoffee@gmail.com. I think that's our email.
It's one of the .coms.
Yeah, I'll pull Caitlin's part here check us out on X, also known as Twitter. We don't post a lot on there. I'm sorry. I don't like it anymore. Elon Musk ruined Twitter. Check out our Buy Me a Coffee page. There's a link for it. Check out our Instagram. It's Creeps and Coffee or Creeps and Coffee. There's a link to that as well. Check out my Twitch, James0727, I think. Do you want to shout out anything of yours, Abby?
Well, hey, I do stream on Twitch as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's SpiceTrack2000. Come check me out. I stream a bunch of load of different types of games.
All right. Well, I guess we'll let you guys go.
Bye-bye.
I feel like I'm ending a phone call. Goodbye, and we love you.
Goodbye, creepers.
Ooh, that's a good one. Bye-bye.
Creeps and Coffee is produced and edited by us, Kate and Jane.
Our theme music is Stuck in a Hole by Dated.
For more information on where to find them, check out the link in our show notes. And to connect with us, follow us on Instagram and Twitter @creepsandcoffee.